used to think death was the worst thing that could happen to a person. I also used to think it was the last thing that could happen. But if I've learned anything from surrounding myself with reapers and living nightmares and my fellow banshees, it's this. I was wrong on both counts. "What are you doing here before the warning bell?" I asked, sliding into my seat in first period algebra 2 with 4 minutes to spare. "Isn't that one of the signs of an impending apocalypse?" "If so, this is how I want to go out." Emma Marshall sighed, digging the textbook from the bag on her lap. "Enjoying the view." I followed my best friend's gaze to the front of the class, where Mr. Beck, hired in the wake of Mr. Wessner's untimely demise, was writing math problems on the whiteboard with green ink. His numbers were blockish and completely vertical. He had the best handwriting of any teacher at Eastlake. But Emma's focus was several feet below his numbers, where the genes, encouraged by the new Spirit Fridays policy, proved that Mr. Beck was much more dedicated to physical fitness than the average high school faculty member. "And I suppose your sudden interest in math is purely academic, right?" Her grin widened as she set the book on her desk, and it fell open to the place marked with a fat, purple-print emery board. "I don't know if pure is totally accurate, but I haven't figured out how to entirely avoid academia in the school setting. I think the most we can hope for is something pretty to look at, to distract us from the inherent pain of the educational process." I laughed. Spoken like a true underachiever. Emma could have been a straight-A student, but she was satisfied coasting by on effortless Bs, except in French and math, the only subjects that didn't seem to come naturally for her. And the hot new math teacher had done nothing to improve her grades. Thanks to the aesthetic distraction, she was less inclined than ever to pay attention to what was written on the board and in the book. Not that I could blame her. Mr. Beck was undeniably yummy, from his dark, tousled hair to his bright green eyes and the scuffed sneakers he always wore, even with slacks. "He's only 22, Em said when she caught me looking. "Less than a year out of college. I bet this is his first teaching job.